Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As God's forgiven people, we welcome, we grow, we serve. I hope that some of you recognize those words. Those are our mission statement here at All Saints. More specifically, as God's forgiven people, we welcome all in Christ's love. We grow together in faith and life. We go out in love to serve others. So perhaps we read today's gospel lesson with a sense of relief. After the harsh words last week about loyalty to Jesus dividing families, the instruction to take up a cross, today we hear Jesus say to welcome others. We're good at that. Well, we are good at that. But that's not really what Jesus is getting at in today's lesson. Our reading this morning comes at the very end of a longer portion of Matthew's gospel, which is sometimes called the Sermon to the Sent Ones. It is this portion in which Jesus sends his 12 disciples out to continue the work that he has begun. His words to them are challenging. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Do not take extra sandals or an extra robe. Depend on those that you stay with. Take up a cross. If you lose your life for my sake, you will find it. And then he ends with these words that we read today. Whoever welcomes you, the disciples sent in my name, welcomes me, and therefore the God who sent me. Whoever gives even a cup of cold water to you, my followers, sent in my name, gives it to me. Friends, we too are disciples, sent out not only to give hospitality, but to receive it. And that can be a challenge for us good church folks. We are always ready to welcome people who come here to our church where we are comfortable. That's important, and not all congregations offer the kind of welcome and hospitality that we do. But in this teaching, Jesus speaks to his disciples, to all of us, as the ones who are sent out in his name to do his work of proclaiming the good news of God's love, bringing healing where there is hurt. Jesus tells his followers to move out of their comfort zones, to be his sent out ones, going into the world to share his love. It reminds me also of another mission statement of the Rocky Mountain Synod, and you've heard me say this before. Together, we proclaim and embody God's unconditional love for the sake of the world. What does that mean? What does it look like to be sent out by Jesus? For one thing, it means that mission is at the core of who we are as church, not just one of our programs, but what we are all about as a community of followers of Jesus. And it means that each one of us comes here to worship, to Bible study, to be a part of the community in so many ways, in order to be fed and strengthened for our own service in the world. Each of us is sent out in God's name to bear the presence of God, to proclaim and embody God's unconditional love in our daily lives. This is not easy. And sometimes we are called to do or say or represent uncomfortable things. I recently watched a documentary called A Time for Burning. It was part of the anti-racism training that I did with the Synod. It follows Augustana Lutheran Church in Omaha, Nebraska, over the course of a few months in 1965, as they wrestle with how Jesus is calling them to be in relationship with their Black neighbors. Their new pastor is all about civil rights. He preaches it from the pulpit, and he proposes that to begin with, 10 families from their white congregation be hosted for dinner in the homes of 10 families from the Black Lutheran Church across town. This is a difficult movie to watch. You hear church members say things that are all too familiar. Things might be moving a little too fast, or people might leave if we do this. And you hear church members say things we would never expect to hear today, at least I would not. Like the woman who says, "I don't have anything against Black people. I wish them well and that they have good lives. I just don't want to be in the same room with them." The movie ends when the pastor is forced to leave Augustana. It's a movie that offers a lot to ponder and discuss regarding what has changed and what has not changed nearly enough in our Lutheran churches. And I hope that sometime we'll have a chance to watch it together and talk about it here at All Saints. But what struck me this week as I was watching is what the pastor was asking his congregation members to do, to leave their comfort zone, the place where they belong and are in charge, and to be hosted by families that they feel are different, other than them. I have to say that in describing this movie, I've often said, all the pastor is asking them to do is have dinner, for heaven's sake, like it's some simple thing. But it's maybe not such a simple or easy thing. As I reflected this week on Jesus' instructions to his followers and how uncomfortable that is to go out and receive hospitality, to be the strangers in someone else's space, I've realized just what a hard thing that can be. Yet, it is something Jesus asks us to do as his followers. Also, in the 1960s, a Lutheran pastor here in Albuquerque saw a need for care in the community. He wanted to support police officers in the hard work they do and to support families who encounter the police when a loved one has died unexpectedly. So he organized a group of 35 volunteer ministers to do this work and secured the donation of a vehicle for them to use. And in 1969, the Reverend Jack Price was appointed the first chaplain commander for the Albuquerque Police Department. The chaplains began to accompany officers on calls, going into unfamiliar neighborhoods and into the homes of strangers, sometimes welcomed, but not always. In recognition of the impact of the police chaplains in the community, in 1998, the Albuquerque Law Enforcement Building in the downtown was named after Commander Price. As a fellow Lutheran pastor, I am honored to be following in Pastor Price's footsteps as one of the newest volunteer APD chaplains. As chaplains, we don't proselytize or invite people to our congregations. This is not to grow churches or budgets. We go out to represent God's presence with people who are hurting. And it is one of the rare places that the whole church is coming together to do the work of Jesus. I'm now the only Lutheran chaplain. There are Episcopal and Methodist and Presbyterian and Baptist and Pentecostal and all different flavors of Christians doing this work together. I do the work knowing that I have support and prayers from this congregation. And perhaps at some point we will formalize that support for the chaplains and the APD officers with a ministry here. But it is also fun to know that Reverend Price's daughter, Randine Hughes, is a member of All Saints. And she's probably one of the reasons that I got started in this work. When we see how the needs and hurts in the world can be met by our skills and gifts and passions, and that is the skills and gifts and passions that I know every one of you have, That is how we become the sent, the ones that are sent by Jesus. It may be in our work or in our volunteer work or both, but when we carry Christ's love into the world, we become his sent ones. Here at All Saints, I think of all the people who participated in Asylum Seeker Welcome. Many people who gave hours of time and often moved a bit out of comfort zones to offer a smiling face and sometimes literally cold water to asylum seekers nearing the end of their journey. And I think of the Pride Parade. For church folks who are not always comfortable with open expressions of sexuality, Pride Parade can be a challenge. But it is also one of the most inclusive and welcoming events I've ever been part of. And I'm always moved and humbled when we are there together as church by the people who cheer for us and sometimes even say thank you for showing up as church in that space, giving witness to God's inclusive love for all. At our Bible study on Thursday, we recognized that we have been talking about getting out of the building to do ministry in the community since I came to All Saints 6 years ago. And we've done some really good things. And there is more we can do, such as providing a worship service in a nursing care or assisted living facility, or walking in the parade that honors Martin Luther King Jr. Martha and I have talked about that a few times. I'm gonna start planning early this year because it comes up so fast in January, I always miss it. Or participating in the Juneteenth celebrations in the city of Albuquerque. Providing ashes to go and prayers in public spaces on Ash Wednesday. And are there other holy days that we could find ways to be out in the community rather than asking people to come here to us? I know a congregation's house for all sinners and saints that used to go out and deliver sack lunches of turkey sandwiches to all the people who have to work on Thanksgiving Day. And also a pastor here in our community who did pet blessings at a local park for anyone who wanted to come with their pets to honor St. Francis Day. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, Jesus said. In her commentary for this week's lesson, Elizabeth Johnson writes, "What would happen if we stopped expecting people to come on their own initiative through our church doors, and instead took seriously our calling to bring the gospel to them? What would happen if we truly believed that we bear the presence of Christ to every person we encounter, in every home, workplace, or neighborhood we enter? What would happen if we saw every conversation as an opportunity to speak words of grace, every interaction as an opportunity to embody Christ's love for the neighbor? Jesus invites us to go into the world as his sent ones, bearing his love and grace. What would happen if we explored more creative and bold ways to follow Jesus out into the world? I don't know, but I hope that together we can find out. In Jesus' name, amen.